about being on the road in America is that you always have a vague feeling in the back of your head that you're going to die. It's not that Americans are particularly bad drivers. It's just an instinctive thing. You have this innate sense that something is wrong because you're driving on the other side of the road. And so, inevitably, you think something is going to hit you in a head-on collision. It's morning, and I stop at a Subway and ask for a sandwich. I figure I've got a long day ahead. The guy working there seems overly amused at the way I say tomato and decides that I must be Irish. He seems quite excited, and I don't have the heart or the energy to tell him I'm actually from Glasgow. He's very eager to tell me all about how his great-great-grandfather came from Ireland. He waits for my reaction, probably supposing that I will be delighted at discovering a fellow countryman. If I had a dollar for every American who told me he was actually Irish or Scottish or who the fuck cares, I wouldn't be eating at a shitty place like Subway. If you ask an American what their nationality is, they will invariably come up with some complex series of fractions involving their mixed European lineage. I've never once heard an American say, "I'm American." Majority of its citizens do not hold passports. It is a nation internationally famed for the cultural ignorance of its residents. And most bizarrely, it is a nation famed for racism, despite the fact that it is almost exclusively populated by people who openly and proudly admit to being immigrants. I pay for my food with dollars, which look like pretend money that you would find in a Monopoly game, and I leave. I went to Philadelphia once because they told me that it was the city of brotherly love. It wasn't until I got off the Greyhound and saw a queue of people pushing in front of a blind man so they could be first on the bus that I decided this misnomer was probably just a coy metaphor for gay sex. They say that Americans think 100 years is a long time, and the British think that 100 miles is a long distance. They're not wrong. I stop at a petrol station to choke down what I can only assume is supposed to be coffee, and carefully ask for a packet of cigarettes. I have made the mistake of requesting facts before, and do not intend to repeat it. I have a strange relationship with America. Like most Europeans, I simultaneously resent it and am fascinated by it. I look at my surroundings with a view that is half that of an excited tourist and half that of someone who is blinking blindly into the headlights of an oncoming truck. I cannot, despite my best efforts, repress the feeling of childish wonder that this country evokes in me, with its size and brightness and almost cartoon-like exuberance. America is free and frank and greedy and wonderful and terrifying all at once. There are so many things I don't understand about this country. Like why it is all right for a country to profit from a genocide and have a national holiday devoted to this historical point. But it is, in the same breath, shockingly offensive to use the term Red Indian. It's love. It's hate. It's fear. It's fascination. It's sadomasochistic. People used to come to America because they were looking for a better life, an American dream. I don't know why I'm here. I'm not sure if I'm looking for salvation or just the irreparable finality of destruction. Either way, I think I'll find it where I'm headed. There's a site that I want to see that isn't detailed in any tourist guidebook. I pay for my fags with more pretend-looking money, and I'm eager to get back on the road. I am ordered to have a nice day. I order him to do the same. Neither of us particularly disguise the fact that we don't really mean it. It's better than when you go to McDonald's and you wonder if the people who serve you are only smiling so wide and talking so brightly. Because if they let up for a moment, they'll burst into tears. I should stop wondering things like that. I think too much. I used to be casually interested in watching pornography. I mean, not for sexual kicks. Just because there was something compulsively interesting about seeing people so vulnerable in front of the camera. Then I got watching this one particular actress one day, and for a split second, I saw this look flash across her face that was halfway between boredom and despair. And then every time I saw porn, I felt sick. I guess that's all it takes, a split second realization. My relationship with America is kind of like how I feel when I watch pornography, maybe. I saw a flash of something terrible that I couldn't quite place, and now the whole thing is tainted. Stephen Patrick Morrissey got it all wrong. America is the world, don't you know? But tonight, I'm not heading for the end of the world, no. Tonight, I'll stop before I reach the Mexican border. Tonight, I stop running. Tonight, Houston, Texas.